let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. From author Jean Marie Munden, it's the well-written, highly praised novel, Come Fill Up My Cup. On a trip to Scotland, Robin Lindsay, a 40-something Canadian widow, meets James McLachlan, a Scottish widower. James is still haunted by his poor relationship with his wife, who died under mysterious circumstances nearly 10 years ago, leaving a young daughter and an infant son. The couple falls in love, but the events emerging from the past and a violent murder in the present complicate matters. Jean Marie Munden has been an enthusiastic storyteller since childhood, writing for more than 30 years, but only recently published. Born and raised in the Okanagan Valley in British Columbia, Canada, now living in the greater Vancouver area, widowed with three stepchildren, four grandchildren, and one great-grandchild, Jean Marie Munden, author of Come Fill Up My Cup, is with us on This Week in America. Jean, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure, and an excellent job with this book. As I say, receiving excellent reviews. First of all, where did the idea come from for the book? Where did the story idea come from? And then we'll get into some of the main characters.
I have no idea, actually. stories just seem to come to me in my head, and characters, they just come to me. And I wrote this story. It was quite quickly, actually, and I am working on a sequel to it as well. So
that will be good news to everybody who's enjoying Come Fill Up My Cup, that there will be a sequel. I hadn't asked you that yet, but I was hoping when I got to that was going to be an affirmative answer in talking about that. So it sounds like sometimes you talk with authors and they've got an idea and they really struggle trying to get the storyline together. It sounds like the story came to you and almost wrote itself then.
It does happen that way sometimes, not always, and sometimes you do struggle and you don't know where things are going, and you work at it and you know where they want to go, but you don't know how to get there. That's sometimes a problem. But this one was not such a problem.
The book is called Come Fill Up My Cup.
I enjoyed writing it.
Well, and people are enjoying reading it. Come Fill Up My Cup by Jean Marie Munden, our guest on the program. You'll find it at bookventure.com in the bookstore. Find it, of course, at Amazon, and you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I mentioned the main characters, Robin and James, a little background on them. Tell us about the characters and how much fun it was developing these characters, because these are really rich, detailed characters.
Well, both seem to come from problems with relationships, and Robin had quite an unhappy relationship with her father, and her mother died as a young when she was a young girl, but when Robin was young, and then she went to live with her aunt and uncle in Montreal, and James is the kind of a person he's kind of a straight guy. And rather naive when he was young, and he married the wrong person. And the story, there's a backstory that comes out in, and he had a very unhappy marriage. And then when his wife died, he just sort of shut that part of his life away, and that was it.
Yeah, it's interesting, the background as it evolves in the book, Come Fill Up My Cup. The two meet on a trip to Scotland. Talk about that, how the meeting occurred, and for Robin, this was sort of going back and reliving part of her past with her husband.
Well, that's right. She and her husband did some traveling in Scotland, and she loved it there. And so after she had gone about 3 years, she decided that she would go back and revisit some of the places and do things, you know. This is kind of an empowering thing, and it comes from my experience, that the fact of traveling by yourself and doing something by yourself is very empowering. So she gets lost during a thunderstorm, and just quite by chance meets this fellow, and her car stops, and she can't. You know, she gets stuck in the ditch and gets taken in by this very kind woman whose nephew is staying with her, and that it goes from there.
You know, it's interesting. Talk a little bit about the attraction, because they become a special pair, and readers end up rooting for these two people.
Yeah. Well, I think that she feels a little bit guilty at first, being attracted to this man who, you know, she was very much in love with her husband, and they had a very happy marriage. But I think she does feel a little bit guilty, and she doesn't really... She realizes that he's not telling her things. He's very, you know, in a way distant, but she still thinks he's, you know, pretty special. And so she's a little bit concerned about that. And then she finds out that there is more to him than at face value. His father is a titled person. He has an earl in Scotland, and she just doesn't know quite what to think of him.
Let's talk a little.
She likes him, but she's not sure.
Yes, sort of reserved a little bit, and slowly things are peeled away a little bit of the background as she discovers more about James. A couple of other characters in the book, James' daughter, for example. Talk about her and her role in the story.
Well, Nell is a very interesting character. I rather like Nell. She was quite young when her mother died, about 7, and she doesn't know anything about it. As a matter of fact, it comes out in the story about her experiences when that happened, and she doesn't have any memories of her mother at all, and she's just never thought about it. She, as sometimes children do, they just accept the status quo, and that's it. Nobody talked about her mother, and she hasn't even got a picture of her mother. But she loves her home, and she doesn't want to go anywhere. She just loves this area, and she's interested in horses, and she has a stable. She was a little prickly at first, but thawed a lot. You know, when she got to talk to Robin. Robin came for the visit, and she did thaw. And when Robin has this terrible experience and talks about it, then she gets some memories are triggered, and it goes into that. So I don't want to give details away.
No, that's always a problem because it's a fascinating storyline. Trust me, and trust the readers of the book. The book is called Come Fill Up My Cup. Jean Marie Munden is the author. The book's available at bookventure.com at the bookstore. Of course, available at Amazon. You can link on directly to the BookVenture site by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Again, without giving too much away, there are some obstacles in the way of this relationship between Robert and James, aren't there? I don't know if you can say too much about it, but it's not like, okay, they meet, they fall in love, and everything is great for the rest of their lives. There are some conflict along the way.
Well, there's relationships in the past. His wife's sister is involved with this, and she was in love with James, and Robin is kind of worried about that, and she's just not sure. She's just not sure about things. So
yes,
and I'm not going to give too much.
No, and the reader will find as they're reading, it's like, wow, I didn't see this coming here. As you unveil a little bit more about the two main characters, Robin and James, during the course of the book, as we're reading it, we come across a number of emotions. Talk about not just following the story, but coming in with some twists and turns and making these characters totally human. Talk about entering emotion and give us an idea of some of the different emotions we're going to feel. Certainly love is one that's prominent throughout.
Well, I hope that people can empathize with the characters, and Robin's experience with this murder was it was very, very horrific for her, and I hope you'll feel for her and her emotions. And the fact that James is kind of a person who doesn't communicate that well and doesn't feel comfortable in sharing his emotions, and some people are like that. He's one of those people, and I think you'll feel sorry for people, I hope, and feel good for them. And, you know, there's a different bunch of characters that are quite... I'm very fond of them. I guess I'm biased, but they're Well, nice.
The good news is many of the characters, I'm sure, will continue into the sequel. The book is called Come Fill Up My Cup, Jean Marie Munden, our guest on This Week in America. I mentioned in the beginning that you've always been an enthusiastic storyteller. Let's talk about that. And then the second part of that, that you were just recently published, talk about this background as a storyteller. When did this begin, and were you an avid reader as you were growing up?
Yes, I was, and I was read too. My parents were very firm about us reading books, and they read to us when we were children. And then I always have been a great reader, and I love books, and I have a great collection of books. And I've always had stories in my head too, and that's where they come first in my head. But I used to write stories when I was a child. They were pretty awful, but I wrote them anyway.
Well, that's how you get started. You write them down, yeah. And chances are they weren't nearly as, I don't want to say awful, but what you thought they were as people would read those. Obviously, there was talent there. How did you make the decision, okay, I've been doing this for a long time. I enjoy telling stories. I enjoy reading. I enjoy writing. Now I'm going to see if I can get something published. What was that decision like for you?
Well, I started sort of writing seriously when I got a computer. And that I thought I'd died and gone to heaven, actually. You know, editing is so easy. And,
yes.
And I'm not a good typist, and I took typing in school, but I was pretty rotten at it. So I needed something where I could, you know, do my corrections easily. So that's when I started writing seriously. And then I just, somebody got in touch with me. A company got so I self-published the first time my first book.
Yes.
And so it's I don't know, I just enjoy telling stories, and the stories in my head, I have several stories in my computer that I haven't sort of finished up or haven't polished.
Yeah, I was going to ask what else you're working on. Are you actively working on the sequel now?
Well, not at the moment, not actively, only maybe in my head. You go over, as I said before, sometimes you don't know, you know where you want to go in the
yes.
story, and it's how to get there. And that's my problem right now with this sequel is I know where I want to go, and I know what I want to happen, but I'm not quite sure how it's going to work out. So,
do you work from an outline?
Actually, no, I haven't. I'm not an organized writer, and I don't sit down and write 4 hours a day or whatever.
Right.
I don't make my living at it, so that this is not absolutely necessary. It's been I guess it's my hobby, I suppose that's what you call it. And if I can sell some books, that's wonderful.
Do you find there are advantages not having a strict outline? You talk to some authors and they have it all laid out. They pretty much then go back and tie it all together. And sometimes they talk about, I wish I didn't do it quite that way. It's too structured. I like to have a little more flexibility. The way you do it, you do have that flexibility. Do you enjoy being able to, like, suddenly call an audible and go in a different direction?
Well, I don't know whether it's not that I've done it deliberately that way. It's just that's just the way I work.
Yes.
It's just a story comes in my head, and it just evolves, and the characters sort of evolve. And I have done that. I have sort of written things out, but it hasn't always worked out that I've used my outline. So I don't generally work from an outline. So
talk about once you get things worked out in your mind, and then you've got the characters, you're developing the characters and doing dialogue. Talk about the challenges of coming up with the dialogue.
Well, I feel that's one of my strong points is writing dialogue, and that my conversations are sort of believable, I
yes.
think.
Yes.
And I enjoy doing that. I like people, so I like talking to people, so my characters will seem to do that too. I don't know. I can't explain how I do things, really, and I probably don't do them the best way, but Anyway,
well, the results are impressive, so don't change anything you're doing, because for you it works. The book is Come Fill Up My Cup. Jean Marie Munden, our guest in the program. Book available at bookventure.com at the bookstore. You'll find it at Amazon. Click on directly and get all the information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. A couple minutes left in the program. What's this experience been like once you actually publish the book and the reaction you're getting, which is very positive? What's this whole thing been like for you?
Well, it's stressful and it's exciting, and I'm going to book fair, the Miami Book Fair next week to promote this book, and it'll be gratifying if I get some more good reviews, and I had a nice review of it, and I was very pleased. So, it's exciting, I guess, and stressful.
A combination of both. One of those that's stressful, yeah. But when you've got the finished product there and you see that people are enjoying what you're writing, it has to be, incredibly satisfying from your standpoint. You mentioned you're an avid reader, still an avid reader. Who are some of the influences that people you like to read and maybe influence your thinking as a writer?
Well, when I first started writing, I, of course, and I think a lot of young writers do, they try and imitate their favorite authors.
Yes.
I started reading, I think my first sort of adult novels were by Neville Shute, and I don't know whether anybody knows Neville Shute anymore. That's a long time ago. He was a British writer, and I always liked mysteries, too. And today I read Elizabeth George very avidly. I really like her, and she's an American who sets her stories in England, which is very interesting. But she's an excellent writer. I read just about any kind of book, and I like all kinds. Nonfiction as well.
Yeah, I get the impression that you're one of those who have excellent observational skills, the way you take a situation and develop it, the way you take characters and develop those characters. Is that true? When you're out, you're sort of looking and maybe not necessarily taking mental notes, but you're sort of storing that there when you watch television, when you read another book, you get ideas that come off from that. Does that pretty well describe you?
Yeah, I think that's right, and I think most authors do use their own experiences in the sense they will just insert something in from their own experience, which I do, and I don't know how I do it. I just like to write, and
Sometimes you overcomplicate things by thinking about it too much. You have the right, you do it, you're talented at what you do, you get it done, you entertain people in doing that. So don't change anything. Don't read any how-to books, because the way you do it, how Jean Marie Munden does it, is for you the correct way to do it with positive results. The book is called Come Fill Up My Cup. Jean Marie Munden, M-U-N-D-E-N, is the author and our guest. Book available at bookventure.com in the bookstore. You'll find it as well as at amazon.com. And click on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Jean, a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success of Come Fill Up My Cup. I'm sure you'll have fun in Miami. First of all, the weather is really nice down there this time of year. You'll get a chance to meet a lot of people face-to-face and talk about the book and share your book with them. And we'll be waiting for the sequel.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure to have you on the program today. And once again, the book, Come Fill Up My Cup. Jean Marie Munden, the author. Information available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.